Lyft is a smartphone app that connects passengers to local drivers who offer rides with their own personal vehicles, identified by a pink mustache on the grill. City officials say it's an innovative idea, but the company must first comply with local rules and regulations. The city has started issuing warning citations to drivers, but Ute Cab Company President Ken Olson says that's not going to cut it.
They need to be stopped.
Olson says his drivers are required to undergo rigorous background checks and drive vehicles that receive regular maintenance and accommodate people with disabilities.
Now you have people that are not being regulated, that they come free will and operate when, where, how. You don't know who's picking you up in these vehicles.
In a letter, city officials informed Lyft of their obligations to comply, but Art Raymond, a spokesperson for Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker, says they've yet to respond.
Due to a lack of communication with this company, we don't know what has been presented to these drivers, and giving them a warning, I think, is a way for us to ensure that they're not victimized as a part of how this company is doing business.
Madison, Wisconsin is another city sparring with Lyft. Madison Mayor Paul Soglin says his city performed a sting operation over the weekend in which officers hailed the drivers with the Lyft app and promptly cited them with hundreds of dollars in fines.
They have made a strategic business decision, which is to, in effect, crash the party. They are not going to obey anyone's stinking laws, whether it's in Salt Lake City, Madison, or Paris.
Soglin says it's an issue of safety, fair business practice, and equity. He worries the companies will circumvent local governments and appeal to state legislatures who might be more sympathetic. Whitney Evans, KUER News.